Have you ever wanted to walk on a rope bridge suspended 80 feet in the air above the sea? And a narrow little rope bridge under which the waves would roll, and where you'd be well exposed to the breeze. And have you ever wanted to do this in the northeast of Ireland, off the right on the edge of the Antrim coast, from which you can see Rathlin Island? You know, has that ever appealed to you? You would actually, if you were to do it, you'd be going to a place called Carrigaread Rope Bridge. And this is what this audio boo is about. And it comes about as a result of an exchange on Twitter in which I was asked by somebody I don't really know, from a company I don't really know, but I was very pleased to be asked the question, what I thought about the idea, or how I found it. Because in 1995, I did that. I committed myself against an awful lot of resistance to walking across a rope bridge above the sea. Now I'm somebody who from childhood has been scared of heights. I once climbed up Nelson's Pillar before it was blown up in 1966 in the centre of Dublin. But I once climbed up that on my hands and knees. I think it was 200 or something steps. I once got trapped on the side of the Burren in a place called Blackhead, I think it was called, about 2.5, a ledge suspended about 2 feet off the ground, and was stuck and immobilized. And as a very young boy, I still remember it, the terror of that. So I'm somebody who can climb trees all right, so long as I don't look down. But the idea of being out there exposed is horrific. So in 1995, during a journey around the National Trust in 80 days, with a group of people in Northern Ireland, I helped to organise the Northern Ireland leg of this event celebrating the National Trust centenary. But I went along with the crowd as we walked towards Carrigaread Rope Bridge. I'd never been there before. It's a National Trust property. I just heard about it, and I hadn't really done any research about it. But I was going to watch the others go across the rope bridge, and there was no way I was going to go across the rope bridge. And, you know, what happened to me was the same as happens to a lot of people, and hasn't very often happened to me. I just went with the crowd. I went intending not to go on the bridge, and everybody except me, really, you know, went to walk across the bridge. And I suppose because I didn't want to be the odd one out, I didn't want to really be left behind, I said, oh, sod it, I will walk across. Now, it's 80 foot up, and I can't tell you how long the rope bridge is. I'll put a link to this, which will give you some photographs of it. But it was a nice day. It was a lovely sunny day. It had lots of good weather going for it. We were on our way to the Giant's Causeway, and we were going up the Antrim coast, which is a beautiful place anyway, and really was unknown to me. I knew down, County Down. iPhone has just crashed onto the floor. God knows whether it's still surviving. Don't know if this is still recording. If it is, looks like it's recording. I'll carry on. Wow. Okay. That fell off the car dashboard. And I'm just gathering myself, recomposing myself, telling you the story that this was on a very fine day. I'm going to just continue as if I'm talking to one person. So yeah, it was really a lovely day. It was a lovely atmosphere. We were in a group. I went along, and I found myself suddenly on this rope bridge, which does move a bit from left to right. It was not a you know, it was a swinging bridge. Now, the wind was not high or anything. I don't think they let people across it when the wind is high. But the point is that I got terrified. And I got terrified so that I've always told the story afterwards that the only part of my body that moved as I crossed that bridge was below the ankles. In other words, I really was tight, absolutely tight, and I moved at a very, very snail's pace across the length of the rope bridge. And I got safely to the other side. I think I held to both sides with my hands. I'm pretty sure I must have. But of course, if the bridge is, if a rope bridge is swinging a bit, maybe holding on to it. Anyway, it even causes me collie wobbles to remember it now. But I got onto this island, which is what you go across to. Carrigaree Rope Bridge leads to a tiny little island. And the whole thing is about, the reason there is a rope bridge there is that people who fish for salmon put it up. It was put there by salmon, people who fish for salmon. And I got there, and I, of course, breathed a huge sigh of relief. And it was a stupendous view. It was a better view from on this sliver of land, little tiny island. But it was like an island that came straight up out of the sea. And, you know, you couldn't get down to the seashore, as far as I can remember. Maybe there was a way down. In fact, it doesn't make sense to me that there wasn't a way down, so maybe there was a way down, but it was very high up. And I enjoyed the view of Rathlin Island, and I enjoyed all that, and everybody was in great humour, a wonderful crowd of people. There might have been 20 of us on this little group. There were a few other people there. It was a terrifically good experience, and I suddenly realised that I had to go back. Well, I didn't suddenly, I knew I had to go back. And I looked out to sea, and it was lovely. I'm not saying it was a stormy situation, but the waves were actually moving. And then I did something that I hadn't done before. I remembered all this stuff about the power of positive thinking. So I did something as an exercise, really. I thought, well, I have to get back. I can't stay here overnight. And, you know, I can't make too much fuss about this. And I felt actually at one stage about like crawling back over, because that would mean I wouldn't have had to stand up on this thing. But I decided I would try this trick of positive thinking. So I said to myself, I said out loud, I'm going to love crossing that bridge. This is going to be a wonderful experience. And I carried on in that vein. I said to myself, I am going to walk out onto that bridge, and the view from the top of that bridge is going to be so good that I'm going to turn 360 degrees in the middle of the bridge, and I'm going to look all around me, and I'm going to stop, and I'm going to enjoy it. And I said this to myself as a kind of the way you would, as if you were talking to yourself in the mirror before you'd go for a date, and you were saying, you know, it's going to be really good, you know, she's really going to like me. You know, I'm going to be, you know, articulate, I'm going to be intelligent, I'm going to be impressive. You say all that to the mirror and you hope that your subconscious believes it. In this case, I was speaking to my subconscious, and I was deliberately trying out a technique that I hadn't used before, but that I had read worked. So I said this a few times, and I walked onto the bridge saying to myself continuously, I am going to love this. And I never stopped saying, I'm going to love this, all the way onto that bridge. And I got onto the bridge. I said to myself continuously, this is beautiful. What an incredible view. Wow. And then I stopped in the middle of the bridge. And I did what I planned. I did actually a 360 degree turn slowly. I actually held, would you believe it, a flag in my hand. A very light flag. It wouldn't have hurt anybody. And I think that what happened is I waved the flag and the flag part fell off and went flying into the sea. But I might have made that up. Maybe somebody else's flag flew into the sea, but there definitely was a flag from the National Trust saying round the trust in 80 days in the sea, and we watched it go down. I say we because other people did it. I don't remember if there were anybody else on this bridge at the time that I was on it. Perhaps I went across it just alone. I can't even remember to this day whether on the way over I had crossed it alone, but on the way back I took my time, continuously repeated. And then when I had done my circle and enjoyed that, I carried on and I regained safety on the other side. It was absolutely a magnificent experience. I have told the story a few times in my life. I used that. Oh, I had one previous experience to fall back on. I'm just remembering now. Some years before, I had gone to Blackpool, and I had gone to the Pleasure Beach, as they call it in Blackpool, where all the big dippers are, and I had got into one of these things, and I had said to myself, you know, I'm going to be all right, I'm going to breathe my way through this, and I had come out alive. But that was the only thing I could refer back to, and that wasn't even giving, that was on the spur of the moment. But Carrigaree Rope Bridge is fantastic. I was so exhilarated having done it. And that's from a base of being utterly terrified. So to Ireland Tours, I think it is, who tweeted me. And if I get that wrong, I will correct it in the notes with this audio boo. Whoever you are from that company, I must say you do interesting things, but I didn't know what you did until later today. Somehow or other, you're connected via Twitter with my great client in Hand Guides, whom, as a company, I love to bits. And I had recently been to Dromoland Castle as well, dropped in there and recorded an audio there. But this is the first time I've ever recorded an audio about the northeast of Ireland coast, Antrim. And I can heartily recommend it. But I began, it was a journey from being absolutely scared, to be very, very crude, scared shitless, to the other end where I was, through the power of auto-suggestion, I persuaded myself that I was going to love this. And now I'm able to look back on it very, very fondly. So thank you ever so much for asking me how I thought about it.